Kenny Amara that can do some things on the perimeters, go down the field. So, you know, when it's third and medium, you got to protect the deep ball. And even if it's down the middle, for instance, last game they played a lot of Tampa 2 where the mic was getting out of there. So it kind of opens it up underneath. But honestly, whenever the other guys are making plays, it usually makes it easier on me. So,
So the threat, the other threats on the team is what at least initially opens that up for you.
Yeah. And on top of that, I would say, you know, looking at film study throughout the year and seeing some of the passes other quarterbacks throw, Matt puts it somewhere where I can continue to run. I've been studying film, obviously, a long time, and I've seen those same passes be either broken up or just a four-yard gain because it's put on the back shoulder versus the front shoulder. So that's something I've learned not to take for granted. His precision is spectacular, and he gives me a chance to keep my momentum to get upfield.
Defensive back has to know that's coming at this point. I mean, how do you continue to win at least one-on-one?
I'm just going to keep doing my job the best I can, and that's not the only route I run. I run some outbreaking routes and some routes down the field as well. But when, you know, when they're just guessing, I feel like we have them as offense. But none of this is going to be possible without Kenny and Marv and TJ and Ebron and Theo doing their jobs correctly. You know, just speaking about last game, it's no secret that Theo out the backfield against a linebacker, we want that 10 out of 10 times. And so there was times where the backer was moving towards him, which left a hole on the other side, which made it, you know, made it so I was open. And then, you know, backers try to drop under a comeback or under a in route, and then that's the middle field's open. So a lot goes into it.
You do let yourself, go back, think what might have been had that, you know, if you got an extra half yard in that Atlanta game.
Being on my eighth year, a lot of people at that time in the season was like, oh, it doesn't matter, but it's NFL football. You need all you can get in this league, and you know, now you see where we are now. We definitely could use that game. Not saying that's the reason why our season's gonna go one way or another, but you gotta not acknowledge that. You know, even in Seattle, there were times where, you know, my second year where we could have used that half a yard. And kind of just speaking on the season, you give us five or six plays back, and I think, you know, we're sitting real comfortable right now. But it's NFL football.
I mean, I guess every team could probably do that, right?
Yeah.
This game.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think the, you know, again, fans seem like they've been a little disappointed and frustrated at the, when you guys were 6-6 and 7-6, obviously, but how do you think if you're 8-5 instead of 7-6, how do you think that changes their perception of where this season is headed?
I think reality, we're sitting, you know, a few more games closer to Minnesota. You know, we're sitting in a place where it's likely that we make some moves. But, you know, I don't know. Right now, we just got to focus on this week. And trying to get a win against a divisional opponent back at Ford Field. Obviously, this year we hadn't won as much as we wanted back at home, and that's where I would like to think we make our bread and butter. So we're just trying to come back home this Saturday in a primetime type of game and get this win. Right now, we just got to control what we can control.
You and Marv are on pace both for 1,000 yards receiving. What would that say about, you know, this receiving for this offense if you're both able to get there?
It sounds cool. But, you know, the point that Marv and I hear is to win ball games, to go to the playoffs, to own our division. So that's the first and foremost. I've said it in the past that bragging about 1,000 yards and 90 catches and the X amount of touchdowns, it's probably going to be more fun when I'm talking to my kid or my grandkids. But right now, I want this entire city, this organization, to feel that playoffs, feel a playoff win, and that's what's important.
How about the most recent celebration? Are you happy with the reaction that one got? It didn't seem to get as much attention as some of the others.
The putt, the long putt for Eagle that I sank?
it was for Eagle.
Oh,
that
come on, man.
That makes more sense.
Oh, yeah, it was for Eagle. I don't even know how much traction it's gotten. I just know I didn't want to get a flag because it seemed like our field goal team was kind of sitting there waiting, so I had to hustle up a little bit. But, no, I was just having fun.
Did you see someone else did something very similar last week as well?
Yeah, I heard it via social media. I haven't seen it, though.
What do you think of the all-gray uniforms this weekend?
I think they're sweet. I'm excited to put them on. Something we haven't done since I've been here, obviously, in the color wash. And usually that's on a Thursday night, but it didn't work out that way. So we're wearing it on a Saturday night. I'm anxious to see what we look like in it.
Playoff picture in your mind at all, or front of your mind, back of your mind, that's going to win to keep your hope alive?
Yeah, I think at this point we need to just control what we can control, and that's winning, going 1-0, you know, for the rest of the season. Because if we don't handle our business, it doesn't matter about playoffs or any of that. But yeah.